These aren't protests from a year ago. This was last week at what's been dubbed the Solidarity Sing-Along. It's every weekday at noon, and the sing-alongs have been happening nonstop since last year. Today, about 100 people are gathered on the steps outside the Capitol building in Madison, hours before Walker is scheduled to give his State of the State address. Last Valentine's Day, when the Solidarity Sing-Along began, thousands of workers were protesting at the Capitol. They were trying to get legislators to stop Walker's proposal to take away collective bargaining rights for state workers. Wisconsin was the first state in the country to allow its public workers to unionize. Dues were taken right out of workers' paychecks, along with union representation that helps decide wages, pension, and health care contributions. When Act 10 passed last March, the unions remained, but their collective bargaining power was gone. Governor Walker declined requests to be interviewed, but in his State of the State address last week, Walker provided his perspective on what he was facing last year.
After years of tax increases and budget tricks, Wisconsin faced one of the largest budget deficits in the country.
That's a heckler in the audience who interrupted Walker a couple times. The budget deficit then was $3.6 billion. Act 10 was referred to as the budget repair bill. Today, Walker claims Wisconsin has a balanced budget, and he was met with applause and cheers when noting Wisconsin's unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in 4 years.
We're turning things around. We're heading in the right direction.
He turned around and stabbed us right in the back.
And that's how Paul Wright sees it. He voted for Walker. Wright's been a state correctional officer for 24 years. Since last July, he's made about $900 less a month because of how much more he pays towards pension contributions and health care.
That would be a nice truck payment. You could buy a house with $900 a month.
In his case, that $900 means Wright's son is going to a local community college instead of the University of Wisconsin. And Wright says he's actively involved in politics for the first time. He even went out and helped collect signatures for the petition to recall Governor Walker. Under his Packers sweatshirt, he showed me a red Recall Walker t-shirt. He has 5 of them, so he can wear one every day of the week. Wright makes $26 an hour. The Wisconsin State Workers Union says that's almost twice the average hourly pay for most state, county, and municipal workers. Marty Beal is its executive director.
We now have folks who utilize food banks, food stamps, are living on the edge paycheck to paycheck.
Beal says the average pay of its members is about $14.50 an hour. Before Act 10, the union represented 22,000 state workers. Now that workers have to sign up voluntarily, about half have done so. Beal is on the road most of the time, recruiting them back into the union. There were a few inches of snow on the ground when I stopped at the Holy Cow Frozen Custard in Delafield, a town between Madison and Milwaukee. Owner Jan Stoffer says people don't really eat frozen custard in the winter.
We tried being open in the winter, and it really doesn't work. It's just too cold.
Jan and her husband Jim run the business together. In the winter, Jim works for the state, teaching part-time at Waukesha Technical College. Jan is a business consultant. The couple doesn't exactly see eye to eye on Walker.
This guy inherited a lot of these problems from Governor Doyle. And you can't just continue to spend money forever.
Jan Stoffer, who used to be a teacher, disagrees, and she thinks it will only get worse.
When they were trying to push this through on the teachers, they said, oh, but don't worry, it's not going to affect the firefighters and the police officers, and how can it not?
Remember the Solidarity Singers who are still protesting in Madison? Next week, we'll go back there and talk to police officers and firefighters who've been singing, too, even though these changes weren't supposed to affect them. For Changing Gears, I'm Nyla Boodoo.